So what Massachusetts did was saying, you know, people have a right, a constitutional right to access abortion, and that these people who were protesting outside the clinics were, you know, making it difficult in various ways. And so Massachusetts had passed a law saying you can't protest, you can't, you know, basically assemble outside of a clinic that provides abortions. You have to stay 35 feet away. And what the court said was, well, you know, it's still okay to pass laws that say you have to stay away. But part of the problem here was they were saying you can't be, for example, on public streets or public sidewalks. And the court calls this, the Constitution calls this a public forum, our streets, our sidewalks, our parks, places where the public typically assembles, maybe for speech, maybe for other things. And these are considered to be very, very protected areas of speech. Now, the court says, yes, you can restrict speech in these areas, but if you do so, you've got to pick a very narrowly tailored method of doing so. And they said, you did not tailor this narrowly. You did this way too broadly. You need to explore other options.
So they could do like we've seen at various conventions and summit meetings where they create a protest zone?
Correct. But they need to come up with some kind of way to make sure that speech is still getting out there and isn't being overly restricted.